What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Jesse, you must listen to WULY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Get hit. She thinks she don't make me, can I get her by my side? Double for the bust on a watch. You know that I'm timeless. I put my son in some red. I pull that gun off the hit. Pockets on 22 clip. I make a heart, come my go so. Put on a shirt, get put on a blick. Feel like a stain, get ready to lick. I had to tell her that early since I was a kid, no else. She singing my songs, she wanna dial it. Tryna get hit, pass like a bait. Deposit it, deposit that check. Smile on my face, ain't paying shit. Come and get checked, ice on my neck. Roll her wrist, she in the sky, hell of a cat, push out the church, 400 packs,
yeah, I'm spinning in Paris, that's for these, they finna f***, just for fun, it's all they pop, them toes finna hit, I'm feeling hip, I'm rustin' the all on my D-words,
I feel like the rush.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been legit, yeah. If I was you, I would cut up my wrist, XO tatted all over her body, oh. Shit is swallow rolling, I don't mind it, yeah. Ever since I was a G, I've been legit, now. You should let her go, she wanna be in it. Double O tatted on her body, yeah. It don't matter what they say, I'm timeless, yeah. City on fire, when I'm coming home. Fill up the sky, I fill up the dome. Play it one day, it's a hell of a show, but it's gonna hurt, cause we did it first, feel like skateboard beat, BBC boys on the creep, feel like it's 03, Neptune drum with a beat, she hit me flipping a beat, she wanna f*** with the team, she fell in love with the green, she fell in love with the scene.
Alright, that was Timeless, The Weeknd. Hold on. Okay, that's not better. Football. It was a eventful Sunday as usual. Okay. Oh yeah, I gotta talk about the Giants. Yeah, the offense isn't good. It's just not good. And honestly, you know what? We'll talk about the positives. Malik Nabers was back. Yeah, Malik Nabers is back. That's pretty much it. That's all I got. Yeah, that's all I got for the positives. Defensively, the defenses. The defense is just great, man. You know, it's just like I'm having fun watching our defense. Like, I'm like, oh, we didn't score points. Hey, but at least I get to see Brian Burns. Hey, at least I get to see Dexter Lawrence. And those two, they just get better every game. Truly, like, Dexter Lawrence is the best defensive player in the league until I'm proven otherwise. And Brian Burns just gets better every single game. Like, first week, it was like, and then, like, I want to say weeks two through, what week are we in now? Weeks two through seven, he's been playing great. Just can't be blocked. Run defense has been great. Getting a bunch of sacks. Just great. And then, like, linebackers, they've been playing great. Rookies, Drew Phillips. He's just, like, I just need a minute because it's just, I get emotional just talking about Drew Phillips sometimes, and he's just really good. Like, I wish I had this big speech. But he just does things out on that field, man, and, you know, you start to tear up. He's just a great player. And we got him in the third round. This is all those people saying, all those people talking about Joe Shane can't draft. He can't draft. Oh my God. Have you seen the hit rate on the first three picks? Oh my God. We gotta get him out of there. All of you guys are real quiet. But I never forget. I promise you. I will never forget. Because me, I see everything. I'm chronically online. There's not a hate. There's not a single piece of hate that the Giants have gotten that I don't see. I promise you. So, get your apologies out. Get your pen and paper. I want that apology written to Joe Shane today. Now, you can say the Daniel Jones contract, and maybe we should have re-signed Saquon, which is totally fair criticism. But outside of that, he's been pretty good at his job. And do you know how I know that? Because the offensive line is pretty much fine. They gave up a lot of sacks yesterday, but that's because the man who I won't name on these airwaves is just not good at his job. But yeah, the offensive line is fixed. The defense is great. Just need to figure out the QB position. Might need another cornerback because Deontay Banks is getting on my last nerve because he just has these plays where he just doesn't give effort, and we don't have the time for that. He did this on Thursday night against the Cowboys. He got burnt by CD Lamb, and then he just didn't run back, which is like, I'm gonna need you to be a serious NFL player and go try to tackle him. Like, I really hope that I'm not asking you to do anything outside of your job, which I'm not. And then yesterday, just jogging and go tackle somebody. We need you to lock in, man. Yes. But those were the positives. There was some negatives thrown in there. Game didn't go too great. We were supposed to stop all the big plays. Don't let Saquon run off for like 50 yards. Don't let AJ Brown catch the touchdown. And as I'm thinking, as these thoughts are going through my head, I'm watching Saquon run past everyone for a 40 yard gain into our red zone. They score. Okay, that's fine. You know, it's a bad play, it's a bad possession. We'll be better next time. Next possession, I'm looking on 4th and 1. I'm looking at Jalen Hurts throw the ball to, oh, who's that? AJ Brown? Did he just muscle our third string corner? Yes. Touchdown. So that's how this game's gonna go. And it just went downhill from there. So yeah. But back on the QB, I really am not asking for anything crazy. Okay, I'm literally just not. I'm asking for someone to be okay. And I've made this list so simple. Like, I know exactly what I want in my quarterback that I made a list. QB wish list checklist. 1, go through progressions. You look at one person, they're not open. You look at the other, you look at the other, you pass it to the open guy. Every QB needs to do this. Mine doesn't. Moving on. Have a quarterback clock. For non-football fans, that means, you know, you just count in your head to like 3-ish seconds, and then, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here for too long because my offensive line can only block for so long, so maybe I should get out of the pocket. Simple QB things. Everyone has it except mine. Moving on. Can they throw the ball past 20 yards? Every QB needs to do this. Again, Mines doesn't. He doesn't do that. He's not very well. And all I'm asking for, can my new QB hit guys on time and in stride? Don't throw this 15-yard pass and then a guy has to stop what he's doing and put his hands up because it was underthrown. I don't want a QB that throws the ball 50-yard touchdown. Easy money. All you got to do is just drop it in the bucket. But no, the guy has to stop dead in his tracks, turn around, and wait for the ball. I don't want a QB like that. Okay, I'm not in all of these things I've named. Like 20 plus QBs can do this, can do these things. So I'm not asking for anything that's just out of the ordinary. I'm not. So with that being said, that's the QB checklist. And I hope they get it done. Moving on. Oh, and also a semi-mobile. Can he like run in a straight line, like decently fast? Moving on. Lions are the best team in the league until further notice. You could say the Chiefs, but I just don't think the Chiefs have played inspiring football like at all in the first 7 weeks of the year. But the Lions offensively can't be guarded. Defensively, top half, top 10. I know they lost Aiden Hutchinson, sadly. But they're still going to be really good. I had a really big win against the Vikings. Vikings, one of the best teams in the league also. And yeah, they won. It was close. But they got it done. And it's just, they've never had these weeks where it's just like, oh, the offense is just stuck in the mud. Like they haven't won like an ugly football game because they don't play ugly football games. But the Chiefs, they're just a mess over there. So until further notice, the Lions are the best. And the Vikings are pretty good too. I'm not sure if they're contenders because I have a couple teams, especially in the NFC, over them. Or maybe one off the top of my head. But they're really good. Who am I talking about? Yeah, Chiefs. They're just not fun to look at. Patrick Mahomes is playing kind of bad. I honestly just think they just need a new offensive coordinator, or one, receivers to be healthy, but just a new offense because something's not working and the offense has been not good for like the last two to three years. So they just need jumpstart. Yeah, they just need a jumpstart to the offense. But the team I was talking about as contenders, the Green Bay Packers. Now before the season, I was like, whoa, why isn't anyone talking about the Green Bay Packers? Like, the offense is supposedly really good. And this is coming from a person who didn't really believe in their wide receiving core too much. But Jaden Reed has been playing great through the first almost 2 months of the year. And like, Romeo Dobbs has been fine. They still need help in that department, in my opinion. But yeah, the offense has been great. And then defensively, like, I was looking on paper at the defense and I was just like, oh, this is pretty good. You know, why is this team not going to win 11 games again? Is it because, and like, Jordan Love wasn't playing for 2 years. He wasn't playing for 2 weeks. And like, they still haven't missed a beat. And then they beat the Texans yesterday, which is a great win because I have the Texans as contenders also. And yeah, hey, I don't think a lot of teams want to play the Packers in the playoffs. they could come out the NFC or with like the Lions. But shout out to Packers and Texans. The offensive line just stinks. That's it. It's just a really bad O-line. Like, they hold a lot. They don't block. Kind of had like a real bad loss. I think like a real bad like time management from them. From at least that's what I heard from CJ Stroud. And like, it was just a little miscommunication from the coach. So they'll get that figured out. But they've looked really, really good. I've had a couple of tough losses to like the Packers and the Vikings. Same division. But yeah, Texans. Best team in the AFC? Question mark. I'd probably have that. Or the Ravens are really good. But I'm not sold. I think they... I don't know. They just make things hard on themselves. But yeah. That's the contender update. I think next week, because we'll be like halfway through the year, I'm going to make like a real, real list. But yeah. Last night's primetime game, Jets, Steelers. I don't know if the Jets are bad or like the Steelers are good. I mean, the Steelers are 4-2, 5-2, give or take. And the Jets are 2-5. I don't know who I want to start with. I start with the Steelers. I've said some things about Russell Wilson, especially last week. I'm not ready to apologize, but I will say I have pen and paper on hand. I'm not writing anything. I'm not even thinking about it, but it's just, it's in the area. So if he has a couple more good games like this, then I might start thinking about writing the apology, but not yet. You need a couple more games for me. As for the Jets, they're supposed to be better. Like, I wish they were better. Like, that's it. Like, the defense kind of played bad. The O-line's always been not great at all. Fired the coach. They still look bad. Traded for Devontae Adams. Guess what? Do you know how they look like? Do you know? Do you want to guess? We're going to think. They look bad yesterday. So we're like, they're doing all these things and nothing's really changing. They got a couple more weeks to figure it out. But yeah, they just don't look good at all. Side note on the Devontae Adams thing. You better win. I hate when players request trades. Then they willingly get traded to a team that's not great. And then they either waste my time. Why are you making all this noise talking about you want to get traded to a contender, to get traded to a team that's not even 500? They stink. They're not good. Why are you wasting my time? I will never forgive DeAndre Hopkins. He gets released. He says, I want to win. Do you know what team he signed to? He signed with the Tennessee Titans. I want everyone to stop what they're doing and look at the Titans' record. My point. Stop wasting my time. But with that being said, I really hope Devontae Adams figures this out, but it doesn't look too great right now. Some rookie QB stuff. Caleb Williams in play. The Broncos beat the Saints on Thursday night. I didn't watch it, but the Saints are they're a dumpster fire, so who cares? And then thinking. Jaden Daniels got hurt his ribs. Should be fine next week, I hope. Because he's kind of like running away with Rookie of the Year. Well, I think Caleb Williams could probably give him a run for his money if he is hurt. But yeah, Jaden Daniels has been like great. And then Drake May. Always makes my takeaways list. He looks really good. The team's a mess, but he looks really good. So I think this offseason, they know exactly what to do. Boost up the offensive line, get a real receiver, and then you go from there. And then two more quick notes. Seahawks look way much better. I can't speak English. Look a lot better than a few weeks ago because they're not playing three games in 11 days. So they beat some team yesterday by a lot. There's too much football going on. So, but they beat some team by a lot. Look really good. And then last but not least, yeah, 49ers, they're a mess. Yeah, that's all I got. They're just a mess. Brandon Ayuk tore his ACL and MCL. But on the bright side, thankfully, he got his money first. And Deebo Samuel has pneumonia. So I hope he's okay. But yeah, things are just not looking great for them. And, but yeah, hey, I don't like the Niners at all, so I'm having a good time.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so caught in my blunt ears. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting. But I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. Said I'd be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time.
Too many times.
Touche. I still watch the night we went up on my GoPro. Now you on my mind, and you hard to find. I know you've been busy, and you're looking for a payday. Let's go break a mark, little while, take a vacay. Show you where I live, shotgun in the wind. If you wanna ride, hit me anytime. Call, call, just call.
Super good. You can keep the zanny, I'm zen. Only bars I'm popping off are strictly from the pen. We been going up, I got my family on 10. They ain't gotta worry if the bag is coming in. I've been putting hours after hours after hours after hours in. I deserve all this glossy drip that I am showered in. Yeah, 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 he's shallow. Upstreamer that a paddle, big drip. Dip my toe up in the shallow end. Judge me without a gavel, yard. Riding. You should probably buy your saddle while you babbling. It's the last days, Babylon, at your front yard. Pandemic popping before you can put your pants on. I had plans and the whole year was canceled. Now stress and anxiety's the only thing I plan on. 1 year later, mask off of my companion. All she wanna do is sip slow and get a tan on.
You deserve this. You been working. I know you're nervous.
Alright, that was Duckworth, We Outside. Finally a music update, guys. I know it's been a while. I'm trying to think. I listened to Leon Thomas' album. Pretty cool. Some songs I like, some songs I didn't. But yeah, Mutt, I've been listening to that song religiously for the last, well, maybe like the last day and a half. But yeah, man, that's it's a great song. But yeah, there's a few good songs. Dancing with Demons is really good. Song of Wale, Feelings on Silent is kind of cut off right now. And then Lucid Dreams with him and Masego. And there's a few other songs that was really, really good. But yeah, pretty content with that album. It was nice. Also listened to some Skepta and Flo Milli. Yeah, that was good. That was a great song. Like, the first 15 to 30 seconds, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be a good one. And it was. Yeah, Skepta's been really, well, I feel like I have to get more into him, but he's been really good. He always comes through with some hits sometimes, man. And Flo Milli, I listened to her last album over the summer, and it was really good. But the thing is with that, she has not promoted it at all. It's kind of weird. Like she goes to concerts. She was on tour with Gunna, and she's playing songs not off that album. Which, I don't know. Artists, they're weird sometimes. But yeah, like, you drop some new music, so make sure that music gets out there and gets more popular. But I guess people don't do that. And then I also did stop by Benny the Butcher's album. Had a collab album. It was pretty cool. Some songs I didn't really care for, but some pretty decent songs. Will I go back to them? TBD. But it was a decent listen. And other news. Yeah, Tyler, the Creator, is dropping an album next week. I don't know. I have not been paying attention. Yeah, I don't think I've been really paying attention to that. But, yeah, I haven't even listened to the singles. But at this point, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to just wait till the album comes out, and then we'll take it from there. And just listen. Like, and then I'm going to get a fresh new 13, 17, however many songs it is. I'll just listen to it like that, and we'll go from there. But yeah, Tyler, the Creator, been pretty consistent for the last, I'm not going to say decade, because he was dropping some nasty music, but past like 7-ish, 6-ish years, he's been really, really good. Critically acclaimed albums, Grammy nominated albums, Grammy winning albums. So he's been really great. And speaking about the Grammys, I think nominations should come out soon. I don't know. I've just been seeing a lot of stuff on like Twitter. But yeah, like when that stuff drops, it's always, I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, so I'm not going to get too in depth, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an annoying time, but an exciting time and a funny time, because oof. And I tell you, some of these fan bases, I'm talking about pop, they get after it bad. Oof, they are company men and women, I tell you. They be on the front lines, and it's always a fun time. But with that being said,
my sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down, no. You don't have to say what to think. I already know.
your turn to cry.
Unsaid. It wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
Now
there's just no chance.
You and me.
You'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Then you call me on the phone.
You call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now
it's your turn
to cry.
So call me a rhythm. Go on and just
call me a rhythm.
Go on and just
call me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
call me a rhythm.
The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
There's just no chance.
You and me.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad enough?
Interesting ending to that song, man. Shout out Timbaland. But yeah, I'll be back next week with some actual basketball to talk about. I'm gonna do the takeaways of the week, all the games I watched. The Young Buck Report is gonna be back and better. Quick thing. Giannis. He thought I forgot. I didn't forget. Let me find his tweet. So basically, he thinks we're dumb and he's trying to gaslight us. And he was trying to gaslight us and saying, oh, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. This is the job we live in. At any given moment, if you don't succeed, that might be it for us and you don't do a good job. One, this is the first time I've ever seen a basketball player try to gaslight us and thinking, oh, the team's just going to trade me. I have nothing to do. He's really just like soft launching a trade request before the season. Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm not going to lie, I don't even appreciate it. He thinks I'm dumb. I'm not dumb. Yeah, so I don't know about that. That was a weird quote. But with that being said, I'll be back, same time, same location. Football, basketball, all that good stuff. And it should be fun. But I'll see y'all next week.
Get out! listen, both convinced we're right. Lately it seems like anything is just another reason to fight. How did we get to where we are, and how do we get back? Can we bridge this great divide and call off the attack? If we're ever gonna get along, be all we can be. I just need to change from me to we.
Ever wonder why the sky is gray? Ever wonder why things not going your way? Ever wonder why the sky is gray? Ever wonder why it's not your day? Ever wonder why everyone's against you? Ever wonder what it is you do? Ever wonder why everyone's against you? Ever wonder why you have no clue?
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of you!
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you, it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Tuesday, October 1st, come see the Making Sense team in Human Ecology from 10 to 1:15.